FDA didn't follow up when alerted to post-vaccination death of minor, doctor. A doctor who reported to U.S. drug regulators how a 7-year-old boy he was caring for died after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine said on Thursday that he's still not sure whether regulators obtained information about the case. Dr. Patrick Whalen, the California doctor, said he filed a report with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System after the boy suffered cardiac arrest shortly after taking a shot. The boy died about a week later. Dr. Whalen tried updating the VIRS report to reflect the death, but learned the system could not be updated. The public version of VIRS only includes initial reports, while a non-public version contains updated information, officials have acknowledged. During a subsequent meeting with Dr. Peter Marks, a top U.S. Food and Drug Administration official, Dr. Whalen brought up the death. "I mentioned that I had had this patient who died," Dr. Whalen told members of Congress. The whole tenor of the discussion completely changed. Dr. Whalen said he FDA staffers met with him about the matter about a month later, but considers the issue unresolved. "I've never received any follow-up. I'm not sure that they ever obtained the records on that particular case," he said. The FDA declined to comment. Dr. Whalen was testifying during a March 21 hearing on vaccine safety systems held by the U.S. House of Representatives Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. The way the VIRS report filed by Dr. Whalen was not updated serves to emphasize that death reports in VIRS are probably significantly underreported for anyone who was reported as ill prior to their death, Dr. Whalen told the Epoch Times in a previous email. Representative Debbie Lesko said during the hearing that she knows of a man who was hospitalized after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, prompting a VIRS report. But when he died, the family was unable to get the report updated. "The family has just been totally distressed because it's not reported accurately," she said. Dr. Whalen flagged the boy's death in a meeting with Dr. Marks on a study he co-authored that reanalyzed results from clinical trials for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The reanalysis found vaccinated people in the trials were at higher risk of serious adverse events. The FDA downplayed the findings, claiming they showed nothing new. In a hearing earlier this year, health officials told the same congressional panel that it's aware of criticism of the two-tiered VIRS system. "One of the criticisms that we often receive is that we don't make that additional information available. And I would say to you that it's a challenge, because what we've learned is it's very challenging to make available essentially protected health information," Dr. Mark said. He added later, "So this is one of the challenges we face in making available information, but I think we'd like to work to make the most information available as possible." Under-resourced. The FDA and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention co-manage VIRS, to which patients or others can lodge reports of suspected vaccine injuries. Dr. Daniel Jernigan, with the CDC, said that officials follow up on every report to VIRS that involves a serious adverse event. "Reports to the system have exploded since the introduction of the COVID-19 vaccines in late 2020. One contractor tapped to process the reports became so overwhelmed that a backlog soared to nearly 94,000 reports," documents obtained by the Epoch Times show. Amid the backlog, the CDC either missed or ignored a major safety signal, according to other documents. Dr. Marks said that the avalanche of reports was tremendous. "Federal officials hired more people to process the VIRS reports and say they eventually caught up. FDA officials have previously declined to disclose the autopsy records and results of analyses of the reports, citing exceptions to the Freedom of Information Act. Several lawsuits on the matter are ongoing." Representative Brad Wenstrup, chairman of the panel, said Thursday that the hearings on vaccine safety systems were held to address problems with the systems. "We can't be fully prepared for a future pandemic until we properly address the shortcomings in our vaccine safety systems and any other shortcomings that we may recognize so that we can correct them," he said. Deaths flagged for CDC. Dr. Whalen separately in May 2021 flagged reports of two children who suffered cardiac deaths after COVID-19 vaccination, among 82 children under 16, who were reported to have received a shot despite the vaccines not being authorized for the population at that time. 2 out of 82 seems like a pretty high level of risk, Dr. Whalen told Dr. Jernigan in an email obtained by the Epoch Times. Internal CDC emails obtained by the Epoch Times showed that Dr. John Hsu, a CDC vaccine safety official, described one of the reports as probably false. The other, he said, involved a high-risk patient who had been experiencing failure to thrive for some weeks prior to their demise. Not a whole lot there, another CDC official told Dr. Whalen. Per usual, the public VIRS data aren't that useful for evaluating death reports. I hope this helps allay any fears. The CDC did not respond to a request for comment, including whether the agency has since received any additional information on the deaths. The agency maintains that only 7 deaths in the entire country have been caused by COVID-19 vaccines, despite medical examiners and other experts attributing dozens to the shots.